Yesterday we were learning about the Shlisha Dvorim Eilu B'Pesach Yotzei Chivosoi. So Yotzei Chivosoi means you aren't used to the mitzvah Sibisis in time, or you aren't used to the mitzvah the Chaskira of eating Pesach, eating Matzah, eating Moed. Top. We left off yesterday with a question that it says in the Mishnah, the reason why we eat Matzah is al shum shenigel amitzayim mitzayim, because we left out Mitzrayim, we got redeemed from Mitzrayim. Now, in actual fact, the Mishnah in some texts just stopped there, al shum shenigel amitzayim mitzayim, without any shenema. Just stops there. Al shum shenigel amitzayim mitzayim, and in the Rambam that's how he brings it. Al shum ha'geula, that's it. Al shum ha'geula, that's where he has it. But other Mitzrayim do have what we have. I think the Rosh. Let's have a look at the Rosh. I think the Rosh has a little bit more. Matzah al shum ma al shum so yehispik b'tzeikas that is saying la hachmit ad shenigla aleihem melech malchem lochem hakadosh baruch hu go'olam shenema v'yepet abotzi. So the Rosh tells us the reason why we have Matzah is to remember the speed that we were redeemed. That before we managed to have the dirt rising, we're ready for redeemed. Now this also is a very nice idea. It's showing the speed of the redemption. It doesn't say we couldn't have made the dough rise. It doesn't say that there was an issue to make the dough rise or that Hashem didn't want it. But rather, the speed at which we left was at that speed. Hashem redeemed us before it managed to rise. But the might of the prophet does say a bit more. The prophet says that we couldn't delay, we couldn't wait there, we couldn't wait there for it to rise. Meaning that had we wanted to, we would have wanted it to stay, we wanted it to rise longer. But we couldn't stay longer, we didn't tarry. Right? We couldn't tarry. So that's the question which the Rama asked, which I mentioned in the NBSD statement. So what do you mean? You anyway couldn't let it rise. There's an Issa Chomet on Pesach to let. Even on Pesach Mitzrayim there's an Issa Chomet. You weren't allowed to eat Chomet. So of course the dough couldn't rise. There's an Issa Chomet. So the answer to that question is that in Mitzrayim, the Rambam speaks to tell, in Mitzrayim there is no Issa Bali Roya. There's a few Issurim with Chomet. There's an Issa Achilas Chomet. That's what we know. If somebody eats Chomet, gets curry. That was in Mitzrayim as well, for one day. For 7 days it was for one day. There's an Issa Achilas Chomet. Besides that, there's an Issa Bali Roa Bali Motzah. There's an Issa to have in your house Chomet. There's a separate Issa Bali Roa Bali Motzah, to have in your house Chomet, even if I don't eat it. And that was not Negei Mitzrayim.
To own it.
We're not allowed to have it. In our house, nowadays, you're not allowed to own it in your closet either.
Right.
Bali Ra'u,
if
Bali
Morsha. In your house, you just don't own it.
What? Nowadays, what we do?
Nowadays.
We sell our chomets. Right.
But it is physically in our house.
Yeah. Well, machines around it is complicated. But
in our closet.
Yeah, but you mustn't own chomets, right? And you mustn't see chomets, your own chomets. So Bali Ra'u, Bali Morsha. So in the China, it wasn't like that. They had chomets in the house. They could have chomets now. So they could have made the dough rise.
What's the reason?
When they left Mitzrayim to have a nice dough.
They couldn't eat
for the next day?
But they didn't have to come the next day. They were home for 3 days, I think, or 4 days, or 6 days, remember?
The question was, why did they have to have matzah? Why couldn't they have had nice, delicious, homemade bread? Obviously on the first day when they left, they wouldn't be able to eat that. But the rest of the time, why couldn't they make themselves nice, big, homemade loaves for the rest of the time, from after the day after they left? Let them eat chametz. There's the pasuk, because there's no time. Hashem got them out. Because had they had a choice, they would have made nine big loaves. John asked the question yesterday that, well, they couldn't have done it the night before. They knew they were going to leave in the daytime. They knew it was in the daytime they were going to leave. So why didn't they prepare the loaves beforehand? That's a very good question, and it's a question which I once asked And Baruch Matzah Ezrachi. I don't know if you know who he is. And Baruch Matzah Ezrachi is the Rosh Shiva of, he used to be in Bait Dagana, which is Kiyoseva. Very dynamic, colorful Rosh Shiva. A lot of character to him. We've got it on video, actually, this question I asked him. They made a lot of character. So I asked him this question. We took all the boys to him one day after Pesach. We took all the boys to him. Not this time. We went to him a few times, but not this time before. So yeah, I said, no, ask the lawyer, ask me a question. So boy, ask a question here. Each question was like knocking off. And then no, ask a question. So nobody had any more questions. So I said, okay, ask him this question. I said, one of the boys asked me, that was actually an adult asked me, this is okay for the question, it's fine. One of the boys asked me this question, why didn't they make they knew they were going to leave, why didn't they make the bread beforehand? So he said, after what? Good question. No, what do you say? I said, no, I want to hear your answer. I said, if I wanted the answer, I would just... She said, like, the answer is like this. Right. So I thought, well, I'll go ahead now, right. So, okay, the answer is like this. It's a very powerful, clear answer. She said, everything which they needed, Hashem was looking after them. Whatever they needed to do, Hashem told them to do. Shef to come better, Hashem told them to become better. To borrow gold and silver, Hashem told them to borrow gold. Everything which they needed, Hashem told them to do. So their idea was, if Hashem didn't tell us to bake bread, it means Hashem doesn't want us to bake bread. In the morning, Hashem told us to bake bread, we'll bake bread. We have to go, say the dog. But Hashem didn't tell us beforehand, so we're not going to do anything. They didn't budge without Hashem telling them to do anything. So Mamela came in the morning and said, so now is our time to go. We have to make Tehillah Derech. So by that time, there's not enough time to rise. But had they done it on their own, there would have been enough time beforehand. They were out to do it beforehand. There was no Yisra Malach, you're allowed to bake on the first day of Yom Tov. They were allowed to do it. So Mamela, the only reason was because they did everything. They only did what Hashem told them to do. That's his Rebbech Motzei Zachi's Teret. So we're now moving on to the second half of the Mishnah. There's three halves in the Mishnah, the third half we have to leave to another time, the second half today. A person has, how do you translate the word liris is atzmoi? Yeah, very good. What does liris mean?
To see himself.
To view himself. A person has to view himself. Well, how do you know about liris, Yossi?
Okay.
That's the number, right? Yeah, it's up to the Harris. Right. Called over there, Chayav Adam, a lyric, it's from that God, you know, Yossi? That's still, I should give Musta today.
Yeah, you should.
It's only from that God, you know it? Only from the Rambam, you know it? Only studying the Haggadah. So here's the first bit of Musa today. We have to do a chana. We have to prepare for Shia. So that was the Musa. Now if you look in Hashbam, you'll see Hashbam says the word Lahari. So we'll get there soon. So V'chol Yoyim, V'yoyim, the Mishnah said, the Mishnah said, V'chol Yoyim, V'yoyim, Chayim Adam, Lirit is Asloi Kilo Yotam, the time of us has to view himself as if he left the Shayim. Shenema, v'gat olivincha b'yoy ma'u leimoy v'avuzdas ot Hashem li v'tisim in Mitzrayim. So how does that possibly prove anything? Mordechai, how does the possibly prove the point that we're trying to show? Chayim Adam liris is atzma ki uhu yotzim in Mitzrayim, v'zna to view it as if he left the Mitzrayim. So where do we see that from the possibly?
By your own.
You should tell your son by him on that day.
Hashem
Lee.
Yeah,
that what?
He's done this for us.
For me. For me. Hashem did this for me. Right? When we left Mitzrayim. Although, in fact, we're talking to people who were in that day, but it's a drasha. Hashem did it for me. Okay. Not the Gemara. From here on, we do the Gemara. Amar Rava.
So that's
the
person telling you to believe something that
was actually true. Oh, very good question. Fantastic. How can it be that person has to say, as if I left Mitzrayim, I didn't leave Mitzrayim, it was my great-great-grandparents. But as we know, that if they had not left Mitzrayim then we ourselves would not be free people now, whether it means free in Ruchnius or Gashmis, that is Lodin. People ask the question like this. Says Nagoda, had we not been freed, then we had Sephiroth not left us out, then we'd still be Avon Sephiroth Mitzrayim. Yeah, so they ask simplistically that it's not true. We know all the slaves, all those slaves that were slaves 100, 200 years ago, then they became the whole thing. They have to let slaves free. So you see that people go free, and we would have been freed. Apartheid, yeah, apartheid's finished. Had that happened. So some people say, means Ruchnistik would still be Ruchnistik because we're down on 50th level of Duma. Some people would say we'd have to be Meshubud to power, we'd have to show our cross the Tov to power. If Hashem didn't let us out, but rather power let us out on our own accord. But some people say, the Hashem Shav writes this in his paper, that no, this whole idea that slaves go free was all because Hashem rigged this, that the Eden left Mitzrayim. No, there was never a time that people left Mitzrayim free. This whole mentality that there can be such a thing as slave going free was all because Hashem took Zayim Mitzrayim. And indeed, had he not taken Zayim Mitzrayim, slaves would stay slaves by the voice. That's, I think Hashem Shav said.
The person still says we're not.
Right, so it means that is. So since a person recognizes that if not for that, I would still be there, so the fact that Hashem took the our forefathers out is in as much affects us as that we ourselves have the right to leave Mitzrayim. So although you're right, maybe we physically didn't leave Mitzrayim, but the fact that we should have been there still, and because of that, we're not there, and it would have affected us now. It's not like something which would have happened and we anyway would have been free. No, we would have still been avodim, so therefore we should say we have to feel it. But this is what Hashem did for us when we left Mitzrayim. The God of Incha Vayimahu Leimoy Vavazel also Hashem Li Vetesh Mitzrayim. Omar Rava says Rava Tzorach Seyoyma Vaisono Hoitzi Mishom. We're in the Gemara, yeah? First has to say Vaisono Hoitzi Mishom. That he took us out from there. What exactly is Rava being Mechavistah? Says the Rajban. So, Suyema. Pasuk Zeh. You have to say this Pasuk. Veistan or Hoyt in Isam. Shetzoich. That's what's next word. Shetzoich. The Haris. Here you are. Here's your Haris. So, if the Haris is Atzmai Kiryatzmai Isam, Shafi Sonu Gaal HaKadishvah. You have to show that he took us out from there because from the Afi Son of God, because we're also Hashem redeemed us.
Where's that
Rashi? Oh, the Son of Timisham. The man of Yehini. Oh, sorry. The Son of Timisham is a possible impossible as Khanan, if I'm mistaken, no?
I know.
Which child is this?
For you, what would be the wicked one?
Eskan. It's the child of Eskan.
Right? Yeah.
So it's for you, right? So it's the wicked one. It's not, it's the Chacham. This is the Chacham. That's the big question. What's the difference between the Chacham and the Rasha? But then
how are you?
He wants to be involved. My Eidus v'achukim, my mishpatim, she tiva Hashem elikim eskan. What's all this Eidus and chukim that you're doing? Come out of him, shavod him, yinur, pag, and it's time, it's in Hashem, and it's time, yos chazorka. Hashem took us out. Ve'id in Hashem, oistu, yisul, moishim, doylim, v'roi, and it's time, v'fai, v'chol, b'yitul, einenu. For his son or his see Misham, and he took us out. That's the pasuk. Says Rava, we need to say his son or his see Misham. Why? Says Rashbam, because the person has to feel as if he took it out from his side. What is Rava saying any different to what the Mishnah says? The Mishnah says, what's the last of the Mishnah? B'chol doi v'doi, chayv adam nish, that's why kiluyot me mitzayim. Shenema, v'gad avich, v'yem ruo lima, v'vuzel, so shem li, v'tiz mitzayim. So what's Rava adding to what the Gemara is saying? So, shiyoyim, v'yishon, eitzi, mishon.
Now,
if this is the din you have to do it, you have to do it.
Because
then he's asking
questions.
Huh?
Right.
Because
we see, isn't it
from
here,
a prayer,
or
a spotlight, or the mishnah proof? The mishnah brought a proof. Thank you, Rava.
But the mishnah obviously
saying. You're the God, the mishnah brought a proof.
The mishnah obviously saying it's singular.
So,
then you have to consider yourself. Here he's saying, no, you have to involve the table. Everyone has to consider themselves. All of us.
Well, he's not talking about the Rosh. Where do you get this from, Rosh? He's not talking about the Rosh Batar. Hello, Yossi, I'm coming to your point. It's not talking about the Rosh. The Pasuk Mishmei says, Gimel is saying that Kanish Likol, Bukhari Petakol Rechem, Baik Viyachashim, and there's Kanani Chit Vemeir, Achiv Yavilti, Shilis Yom Tehko Matri, Mashiach Hag Vashem, Matri Di Ochel, Vlo Yor Chochonit, Vlo Yor Chosori, Vigat Alamir, Chav Yemo Olim, Vlo Yor Zal, Tosh Hem Libet Shit Mitzah. It's a Pasuk Stam, it's in. And God, the Bala God, that put that in. But there's a Pasuk in the Sofer for us. This is just a problem, Vlo Yor Zal, Tosh Hem Libet Shit Mitzah. There's a Pasuk telling me the answer feel that you have to move. Got to the middle of the room to go down to the
center.
What's your answer?
No, the pastor is just saying that each person individually has to see themselves. Here he's saying that you have to show that us, everyone at the table, we all came out of the shrine. He's saying it's a group experience of you're leading the state or you're telling your children and you want your children to feel that all of us came out, as opposed to just, you know, you feel that you came out.
What's Josh Brown was saying? Yeah, what did you say? It's Atzmoy. Not it's Atzmeinu.
Yeah, but how can he show me the Rosh Hashanah? That all to us.
Right.
But that's Baharos. But you might not know that just in the Pasuk.
Why wouldn't you know it?
Because you would think you just have to show you yourself have to feel like you came out of the shrine. And here, he's saying, no, you have to make an experience to them and tell the table that all of us feel that way. We all came out of the shrine. Even the child that you're talking to, you're letting him know that it applies to him.
I didn't see why I didn't see that from the guy. One second.
See, not just to you.
So then, from the Rashbam's Namadik, it's not just a class, it's Atzmei. It's a class, it's Atzmeinu. Or, Laois, it's Asheni. Kilu, who you're Atzmei inside. It's Atzmei, it's not like himself.
Even though it says, Rashbam says, She'ah, Osanim, Gaal.
Yeah, okay, that's the loss of the apostle.
He took us out, you have to look at it as an individual yourself.
Yes, if you took us then each individual person went out. He's just quoting a pasuk. And then it's a strong question which could mainly ask this question. Yeah, what's your
question
is what's Rava adding to the Mishnah?
The only thing I think he's adding is that one would have thought in the other thing was just reciting that one pasuk
But
the Pesukim can clearly say there's multiple Nishonos that are needed to be recited at night. And therefore, Rava said, don't make a mistake of reciting only one Pesukim. The Torah would have its way of saying multiple Nishonos, and then you have to go and say each one.
So it doesn't say that you have to say the Nishonos to Nishon.
No.
Well, it does. You're saying it's Nishonos to Nishon.
But now that each person has to feel like it happened to them. So if you're just going to, you're at your state and you're saying, look what Hashem did for me. Hashem took me out of this house. Okay, that's good for you. Well, for the kid, has nothing to do with him. How is he supposed to feel that it had to do with him? So therefore, the father has to show them, no, it applies to all of us. All of us are taken out.
Same
way that it applies to me, it applies to you.
So Mordechai is saying that my son is going on the kids, other people as well. He took us all out. Okay. This question asked by a few people. I saw this morning But you know, I would like to look more around to find different answers to this. Unfortunately, I was too busy yesterday and today. But I saw this morning a chat like this. In the Rashbam, it says Shetorach Laharis. Doesn't say Lirus. Laharis. The Mishnah said Lirus. Right? The Rosh Hashbam is Shetorach Laharis. It's Atzmei. Shetorach Laharis. It's Atzmei. Kiluyot Tzol Mishom. You see that in the Rashbam?
What's the
difference? In the Rambam also, the Rambam in Peg Chet says Tzorach Liris, and Peg Zayin says Tzorach Laharis, or maybe it's the other way around. The Rambam says both Lashonos. Tzorach Liris, the Chodok says Tzorach Liris, and Tzorach Laharis. What's the difference between the hay and the hay, without the hay? Liris is just a person viewing it. Internally, what he views. Laharis is to show. Laharis is to show someone, right? Mar'e is something that shows you back, right? Laharis is to show other people, to do actions which show that you are going out free. So there's really two dinim on Seder night. There's one din, a person himself has to view it as if he left Mitzrayim. That's one din. Another din is you have to do actions which show it as well. For instance, we know a Seder is one of them that has to recline, has to show that he's Malchus. Different acts which we do on Seder night which show that. Right? We show that we are going free. The Rashbam on this pasuk, by Yisrael Tzomi Shom, says, that's the Chiddush. Shetorach Laharis is Atzmoi Ki'ilu Yotzim Shom. It's not good enough what the Mishnah says, a person Tzorach Liris has to be Tzorach Laharis. Has to be that I'm doing an act to show that we went free. Tzorach Laharis is Atzmoi. So maybe that's the Chiddush of Rav. Omer Rava Tzorach Shereim of Yisrael Tzomi Shom. Because it's not good enough what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says Tzachai Vodam Liris is Atzmoi. Says Rava, the whole day though it says Rava, the Tzav Shem of Yisomai Tzisham, that we have to do more than that. Besides the Liris, which is an individual thing, to view it, as to view it, if I left them in Shem, I have to actually do an act which shows I'm doing Malchus.
But that's just based on Rashbam, not on Rava.
Oh, very good. That's just on Rashbam. You're asking the question.
No, I think the Rashbam is on Rava.
Okay, so
Rava said, he's saying from the word Laharos that you can see that. But from the fact that he says Osana, you see that it's Laharos.
But the question is, where do we see that? Where do we see from the word Isana, Hishimisham, that it's Lahari? Where do we see that Isana, Hishimisham means that it's not just going to have to view, I also have to do acts which show that I left the shrine. Acts of Malchus, acts of freedom. Where do we see from that? The Rashbam says it. The Tzorach Laharis starts with it. Where do we see it from the Pasuk? Where do we see it from the Pasuk? It's not to be shown. We have to do an act which shows that we're happy to go free. So Mordechai is trying to say, because they were including other people in it, but that, why is that one? An act does that. I don't know why exactly. So in fact, from the Pasuk it was it. The Pasuk, the child's asking, the Chacham is asking, more Eidus v'achukim ha'mishvotim ha'shetiv ha'shem elikim ha'shem. He sees us doing not a speech to our person. More Eidus v'achukim ha'mishvotim. He sees you involved in acts of Korban Pesach and acts of things. He said, what are you doing? What's this avodah you're doing? Why are you doing this avodah of Korban Pesach? Avodah of Matzah? Why are you doing that? And that, he answers back, but it's not a Timishon. Hashem took us out. So the Rashbam understood that that's the Chiddush. In this pasuk, the question of the Chacham was that why are you doing acts? Not just like every night. Every night we just say the man Tizkei, as James says from time to time, we're just remembering we left Mitzrayim. That's all we do. We're just remembering, just saying things. Things on Seder night, it's not good enough just speech. You have to do that as well. It's not good enough just speech. You have to do acts of things. Why are you doing the acts of eating the matzah, the seder, of eating the korban pesach? Why are you doing all these acts? To which the answer is, "Veistan eichim esham that Hashem took us out." Since there are some, I see from these psukim that besides viewing leaving Mitzrayim, there is a necessary, integral point of the seder is also the acting it out, acting out, going freedom.
That's how you're you have the obligation of seeing it as yourself, so yourself, you are doing it.
Right. You've got chiyuv on Seder night to do an act of freedom. Mm-hmm. Right, to show people chiyuv yitzon v'mitzayim. That's one manach I've seen so far. There are other manachs can come about, but that's one. Yeah, Yossi. Yeah.
I'm seeing the puppet right now. The word right before, it says in the puppet beforehand, Vaitinashim or Totem will be talking about the past. The reading that I give you time for all the Kongreso, and I will say, Le'enei, I will say to you. But it says, Le'enei, to our eyes. I need to say that's what we have to show ourselves. We have to do something that is be seen, Le'enei. Something that we are either you, all together, all of us, our eyes are
being
used
to. Right? That's the possible plan, this is Vayitzi Einu. The possible plan is also something that us, Vayitzi Einu, Hashem took us out. But yeah, very nice.
Well, seeing the only thing that is being described, happy you weren't there.
Right, right.
Why didn't they all of a sudden in the same problem talking about the most thing that were there,
they
came to our eyes?
Okay.
We talked like.
Tell him how you want to say. You see that it's the din and
view that night. Very good.
Okay. Very good. Well, Misha, it could be other issues. Other something we're always trying to look around, but it's a difficulty on this Gemara. Why? What's the Rava telling us more than what the Mishnah says? The Mishnah says the person's got here to fear he's leaving his chance. What's the Rava adding here? To save this posuk. So what Malach was saying is, no, Vishnu Jimson means I have to show, that's what the Rashbam is bringing out this word, the Haris, that is to show that he's going out Mitzrayim. So that's what they are explaining. The possible beforehand talks about when the child's question was more Aedus Vachuk Mamishpotim, to respond to the question. The question of the kid was, why are we doing these acts? Answer is because they saw Jimson. Answer is because the acts are necessary to show that we went out of Mitzrayim. That's what his question was. Why are you doing these acts? Why is Vachukim HaMishpotim becoming Pesach and all what you're angry, not just what you're saying, what Aedus is saying. Doesn't say my Aedus, just what you say. Vachukim HaMishpotim, what's all these acts you're involved in? The answer is, because the din was from the Mishon, we left Mitzrayim, so we have to show all our pain, that's why we have to do all these things, because we left Mitzrayim. We want to show we left Mitzrayim, not just feel it, we want to show it.
That's all, the next Rashman. Awesome.
Next one, I'm done.
Next Rashman says,
Yeah.
What's the question though? You found a way to make this video a compliment or make them out of it. How is that showing? What's the measure of showing? What this come on and how do you say? One has to show themselves. How do you do that?
The last of the Rambam is when you eat your matzah, you have to be v'seba k'derech melochim. So the kid will see you eating your matzah, v'seba k'derech melochim. So what's going on? Why are you doing it? What's the reason for all? Now, it's like, look at my response, why are you doing it? There it is. Because today we have to show that we went out from the sun. So feel, not just feel it, but that showing doesn't mean that I'm making a show. I have to do an act which shows that. Yeah, and it's not just a demonstration, I want to prove something. But the whole mahalach, how I am that night, is an act of death, melachim.
Recreating the...
Right, the experience, right, the feeling of freedom. So it's not just feeling it, it's living it. It's doing the acts which show that we are free. Omer Rav tells me it's on each mission. Omer Rav. Matzah tzorach lagbia. Moi tzorach lagbia. Matzah you have to pick up, Moi you have to pick up. Why do you have to pick it up? Says the Rashbam. Remember the Rashbam is earlier. The Rashbam split up this mission too, and that's how we're doing it as well. Tzorach lagbia. It's the third Rashbam on the page. Tzorach lagbia. Kishayim matzah zu. Shana ichlim. When you say matzah zu, shana ichlim, you have to pick up. Marzu shana ichlim, you have to pick up. Why? To show them to the Muslim. Why do you have to show them to Muslim? The reason why we do it is to excite them, excite the mitzvah. The mitzvah should be lumps in the eyes. Interesting. Even more, which is to remember the bitter times, we have to pick it up. Kedei lechavev mitzvah beinei. It's a chiddush, no? It's for bitter times. So the simple answer is yes, it's a mitzvah. So who cares why it is? It's a mitzvah to eat more. Therefore, we're happy we're doing this mitzvah. So chavev mitzvah beinei. So the deep answer is that we understand now, at least after leaving Mitzrayim, that all these bitter times we mentioned the ones before was all for Te'eles. It wasn't because Hashem wanted some to cause us grief. It was all for Te'eles, it was all for our benefit, and therefore although it was, we have to remember the bitter times, it's all there for our benefit. So the Chavim Mitzrayim, you pick up and you show it to them. Lachain, Shuvah Zagoyim, my Shver has horseradish from her. Oh, people do, but he doesn't greet it. He has this big stick of horseradish on his car. Gets the Mari, picks it up, like that big stick, like a truncheon in his hand. Other people just pick up the letters. But, okay, Mr. Kavim Mitzrayim, Lachain, Shuvah Zagoyim. In the Shuvah Zagoyim, it says, the hard armor talk like Biri. That's what it says. You have to pick up. Ainu b'matzo luda gadza. When it says you have to pick it up, you have to pick up the matzo of the agada, meaning the broken piece of matzo. That's what you have to pick up. To pick up the matzo of the broken matzo. So Amarava, where are we at? Amarava, matzo tzoch like beer, mori tzoch like beer, boso ein tzoch like beer. Not only that, if you would do it, it looks bad. It looks as if you've been eating kosher b'chutz. If you say Pesach's there, I'm picking up the Pesach, it's here I'm saying that this is called Pesach. But you're not allowed to be makir kosher nowadays outside the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore so Adam is very great to God. First of all, you should not say, not pick up your mori when you say, you should not pick up the bottle when you say Pesach.
Only because it doesn't look, you don't want it to look.
He says you don't need to, and only it's a bad thing to do.
Right. He says, yeah, you don't need to blow all, but the canal doesn't connect.
Right.
He connects it.
Yeah, also as well. Let's see. Okay, let's see, basa, says Rashbam. Basa, shnei mini tafshirim. There are two pieces of meat on the kara. One for chagiga, one for common pesach. Basa, shnei mini tafshirim. Inchach lagbiak, shein oyim pesach, shoya vishin oyitlim. Lagbiak basa, shuzeh le pesach, you shouldn't pick it up. Okay, give sino. Basa, inchach lagbiak, vlo yoyda le shnei kemakdish behemse. Inchach lagbiak. Jaha, you hear that also in Motzen? Jaha, lo yimotzen meme Pesach Zeh. You still have to pick up because you can't say Pesach Zeh. Why can't you say Pesach Zeh? Because it's not the common Pesach. Yeah, it's wrong to say this is the common Pesach because it's not the common Pesach. Lo yoyiz, elim hoya magbioi, nira kemisha magdish, behemtoi mechaim le Pesach. Not only can you not pick it up. Because if you can't say Pesach there, but if you would pick it up, you're making yourself problems. Because near kemi shemagdish behemtoi mechayim lePesach, it looks as if the person being magdish behemtoi mechayim lePesach. As if he was magdish the behemo while he was alive for the sake of Korban Pesach.
That's right. This is the second part than the first part.
Huh?
The second part I understand. Okay. But the first part, you can't say, you know, aside from the second reason, because this isn't the actual Korban Pesach. Okay, well, this isn't the actual matzah. This is the actual matzah.
This is the matzah. This is the matzah. This is the matzah which is the matzah that we should eat.
This is the matzah that we left in the shrine with.
Somebody said it. This is the matzah which we eat. And why do we eat the matzah? To remember that Hashem took us down with shrine. But this is the matzah that Hashem told us that we should eat. This is the matzah that Hashem told us to eat. That this is not the common Pesach. So you can't pick it up and say Pesach there, because it's not. And only that, if you would say it, you're causing yourself...
Those are the words anyway.
What?
The Pesach,
it says Pesach, Sha'ono Eichlin al Shumma. You don't say that because you're not allowed to say that. It says Matzah Zuri. We give me an Emet. Kol Shem Yishlish is going to be stopped. Pesach, Sha'ono Eichlin al Shumma. Matzah Zuri, Sha'ono Eichlin. So say Zuri, so you pick it up. Moi Zuri, so you pick it up. But Pesach, you can't say Zuri. Because it's not the common Pesach. There's no point in picking it up. The whole point in picking it up is to say, this is what Hashem said we should eat. Enjoy it. Cover it for mitzvah. This is the Moi Hashem said we should cover it for mitzvah. But this is not the common Pesach Hashem told us to eat. So there's no point in picking it up to wave it around and say, wow, this is what Hashem told us to eat. Because it's not what Hashem told us to eat. It's not the common. And not only that, if you would pick it up and say, common Pesach, it looks as if you were mitzvah. Okay. Now there's aloha, maybe we mentioned it once before, aloha, you're not meant to say, I'm buying things for Pesach. I'm buying meat for Pesach. You're not meant to say it. Even buying fish, it says. You shouldn't say I'm buying meat for Pesach. Why? Because it sounds as if you're makdish it. I'm buying meat, then this should be for Gom Pesach. So chum rabbis brought down aloha. You shouldn't do that. So here as well, if you would pick up this piece of meat and sit this through and say, this is the Gom Pesach, and it looks as if you were makdish it Mechaim while it was alive, and that you're not allowed to do on this money. Can't do that nowadays. So that's why you don't eat. That's why we don't do it. Anyone spotted an interesting aura here? 2 daf ago. Let me see if I can see it. There we are. Remember the Kuf Yud Dalet on the day. Kuf Yud Dalet on the day. There's a shayla, what do we have on the car? Could be dalet on the base. So different opinions. You remember the different opinions? One of them was, Rav Huna said, beef and rice. Rava, have a misabe, asul kavarezi. Rava would go ahead and have beef and rice. Since that's what Rav Huna said. So Rava would have beef and rice in his state of beef. So Rava here is saying that you don't need to pick up the meat. Or meat. There is no meat. So Rava stayed the place, didn't have meat. Right? Didn't have meat on the plate of it. No, it says what you meant to have on your plate. You meant to have shneis of shilin. It says on the Mishnah. You meant to have chazeres, matzah, chazeres, chayis, and shneis of shilin. The Rava shneis of shilin, what he would have was rice and beets. That's what it was. It says, Rashi, both also shneis of shilin. So the meat of the two tashtini you don't need to pick up. And only Zong to pick up. And who's speaking? It's Rava. So it's interesting. Rava earlier never had meat on his plate. But I guess Rava wasn't immune from the fact there were opinions who said he should have two tashtini. And Rava himself would go and buy meat and rice. Because he wanted to beat and rice, because he wanted to be Mekayim, what Huna said. But he knows the whole idea why we're hanging Tafshilin is Eichel Pesach. And there are opinions that they should be Bosal. So if it would be Bosal on the table, you shouldn't pick it up when you sit.
Anyone that says that the position that you were talking about before is not the Bosal?
Are not the what? No, there isn't. In fact, when the Gemara says at the end, the Gemara says, "The great Rama Tzar Shneit Minit of Shilin." Thank you. You done it on the base. The great Rama Tzar Shneit Minit Basta Echad Dechel Pesach Echad Dechel Chagiga. The Mepharshim explained that this Echad Dechel Chagiga is going back on everyone. And Rav Yosef was just saying, you need 2 minute Basta. Because the whole thing is meant to be Zeichel HaChagiga, Zeichel HaPesach. If it makes sense, it should be 2 minute Basa. But everyone holds, the reason why you have the two Tafsinin is one Zeichel HaPesach, one Zeichel HaChagiga. The Tesis there said, Silke Vareza, because it came 2 minute Basa. Because certainly that was the whole point. The whole idea of the Seder plate was to remember the Zeichel HaChagiga and the Kom Pesach. Rav Huna said, it's only a remembrance, it's good enough to have rice and beef, or anything there. Yeah, but certainly boss is a good thing. So Rav is saying, somebody who has boss, I shouldn't pick it up, because it looks like a little culture. Omar Rav Acha Bayankev. Okay, before I do the Sulah, just I would very much request from everyone, if we can, to try and start on time, come on time, 9:30. It helps us so much. We cover more ground, and also I don't feel so pressurized to finish to catch as much as I can inside. So we should try and come on time. Vaita. Rav Huna. Omar Rav Acha Bayakiv. Suma Potso Miloima Hagodom. A Suma is Potso from saying Hagodom. A blind person is Potso from saying Hagodom. A blind people are Chayim B'mitzvahs. Are they Chayim B'mitzvahs? But we'll hold that blind people are Chayim B'mitzvahs. But yet, if I go there, a blind person is possible. Possible for my God. Why? Why should that be? Siv Ocho. Well, Liris means to view yourself, not to see the eyes. Siv Ocho. Babuze also Hashem Li B'Chase Mitzrayim. From Siv Ocho, Beneinu Zeh, with the Ben Tzoyim Meri, it says Beneinu Zeh. Mara Alon, Rabbi Sumin, just like with the Ben Tzoyim Meri, it's not referring to blind people. So too, Afkan Pradishamin. So too, by say the night, it's not referring to swimming. Blind people can't do say the night. So just like Ben Tzoyimoy, a blind person is potter from, not potter. Ben Tzoyimoy can't be a product of blind parents. So too, on say the night, the person saying that God can't be blind. Says the Rajma. Well, what's Ben Tzoyimoy got to do with blind people? Says the Rajman Prada Sumin. But it says there. Since it says Beninu is there, Mashma Shikiyu Briyasai, it's Mashma that we can recognize them. So they can recognize him visually. Beninu is there. It's Mashma you can recognize him visually. It's Mashma you can recognize him visually.
Right,
with the vision of the eye. Right? It's mashma, you can see it, they can recognize him visually. So just like with Beninu Zeh, it's mashma has to be. So too, when you say Babu Zeh, it has to be.
The eyesight versus any type of hearing.
A good aura, a very good aura. I'll ask one more point on this thing. It sounds like from the Gemara here, from Olsim and Ashvam, it is like that, that there's a Gzeir Shavah here. It sounds like it's a Gzeir Shavah. Hmm. Just like by Ben Tzoyimoy has to be seen, so too by Haggadah has to be seen. It sounds like it's a Gzeir Shavah. The question is, what do we see more from Ben Tzoyimoy than you see in Haggadah? It says, Beneinu Zeh. And it says, Bavu Zeh. If there means that you have to be able to see it, so it means you have to see it. Why do you need to say Shavah? If Beneinu Zeh, our kids, this kid, well, that means the parents aren't blind. How do we see the parents aren't blind? Because there means that you can see it. So if so, there means you can see it, then Babu Zeh also means you can see it. Babu Zeh means I have to be able to see it. If there means visually with your eyes, right? So then Babu Zeh must mean that as well. So we don't need these shovels. We don't need these shovels. We'll see in the Rashbam. I think the Rashbam will see is a Gzeir Shavah. But L'chayra, at this stage of the Gemara, L'chayra is not a Gzeir Shavah. There means that I can see this. There Keli Vanveira, it says no blind people. There were no blind people when they went out to a Kriyas Yam Suf. Everyone got healed. Why? Because there's there Keli Vanveira. He pointed to Hashem when they went to Kriyas Yam Suf. And said, there Keli, this is Hashem. I mean, there is an expression of seeing this. I can see what it is, right? So there means I can see. So if I'm going to say Babu Zeh also Hashem means Babu Zeh, because of this what? This, the Matzah, the Mora, the mitzvah I'm doing, So okay, at this stage, we'll see, it's going to get a bit complicated, but at this stage, okay, suddenly the day shower. It's just simply a straw. The word there implies vision. That's what the word implies.
Suma from birth or suma and...
Huh?
Suma.
Yeah.
From birth only?
Anytime. Anytime.
We know. Maybe it's only from birth. We're able to see the past, why can't we now see it?
Because we can't see it.
See the fact that we're able to see in the past.
Then you have the visualizations to go to
play around. I didn't play that. Very good, Shailen can answer from the other. One second. If it's not Xerishol, what do we see more from Ben Tzurimoyer to here? If there means visually, so just say, because the bubble is there. Bubble is there because of this, and there means I can see it. What do we see from Ben Tzurimoyer more than from this possible? We say, Sumo is Potter. Why? Because just like that Ben Tzurimoyer is Potter, how do you know he's Potter? Because it's there, so he's Potter because it's there. Well, why is Ben Tzurimoyer Potter? Because it's there, because you have to see it. So just say, you're Potter, there is Sumo is Potter, my God, because the bubble is there, you have to see it, and you can't see it. What do we bring from Ben Tzurimoyer? Well, what are we bringing, Ben Tzurimoyer? Why are we bringing it?
Ben Tzurimoyer, you have to be able to see it.
How do you know?
Because you have to see it.
How do you know? How do you know?
We have certain rules when it comes to meeting somebody.
Well, there's agents for that. Why do the parents have to be that they can see?
How can we testify?
Agent of testifying. Agent of testifying. The parents have to bring it. Huh?
So the parents are the only ones that can take it to the event on the
rules. You need agent as well. The parents have to bring them to Beis Din and say that our kid is this and this and this. How do we know? And they're agents. So it's...
We need
agents. Well, you can't show some of that agent. Well, kill somebody without any agent.
Huh?
Kill somebody without any agent. So you can check out. So me, it's borrow that you need agent. So what do we see in this passage more than this? What do we see in Ben Tzurimoyer more than in the Matzah, in our God? The word there, first thing is there. The word there means visual, so then it means visual here. What do we see more in Ben Tzurimoyer than we see here? That's the castle I'm holding at the moment. I don't get it. Why do we need Ben Tzurimoyer to help us out for God?
How do you know
by Ben Tzurimoyer that means that? Because the Gemara that said it, said that, so we can send the Gemara here as well.
Okay, I know, I know.
Well, we're talking here because we're talking about a historical event. We're talking about nothing that we're playing it out in the role, and we're saying these words, but it's not that we doubt the way I'm designing tonight. We're playing the role, and we're saying we understand that if we didn't want then, what we're saying is this. So we have no proof that then means that you've got to have to see it. Because anyway, you're talking about something that happened in the past. You need something that will show us. Otherwise, you say, today, what's this? You have to go out tonight.
I can suggest that Babosha also Hashem Ron and Beit Sifrin Hashem. That's why are you doing this? Answer is because Hashem took it down to Hashem. Why did I say the word there?
Hashem took you out tonight?
No. Babosha means because of this.
Because
of doing these mitzvahs, Hashem took it down to Hashem.
Okay, but that's a historical event.
Why did you say the words there?
You have to show yourself.
Right. Did you?
That's we know without the Zer show. We would know that Zer over here has to be you, has to be seen, has to be seen. Why would we think that it has to be a blind person? We asked the Gemara, when we were asked somebody in the street, the public says, Babu is this.
Because
there's watching the Gaza. That's for sure it's possible.
No, it's just there.
It doesn't mean that he has to see it. I wouldn't say it for sure.
So how do you know
about
Ben Tzurimoyer means that?
Yeah, I can't believe it right now.
Because it's there.
What?
Because it's there. The word there means that you have to see it. That's what the Mazzeh means. That's how we know by Ben Shemayim. There's no Kiru Mitzvah coming down from heaven.
Some people over there talk about how he's bringing them to Zayonim. And they're standing there. And when you say the word Zaneinu Zeh, the point is to him.
Doesn't that mean that? How do you know Ben Jeremiah? How do you know Ben Jeremiah? You know,
because how blind is every across the board to the entire Torah? Anytime it says Ben, we have to see how to do it.
Right, like Jeremiah is a good example. That means that. That means I can see it. Isn't that the result? I'm asking you the question. So how did we know about Ben Zeremiah from Hashem? Because all of them. Rosh is supposed to be young.
See what?
Hashem.
They can't see Hashem.
They did. They did.
What did they see?
We tell them about a beautiful young man.
Okay.
Said that the children were born. The kids were born under the apple orchard. They were looked after by, and they came to home, and they asked, "Who is looking after you?" So don't know, there was some of you, a really beautiful young man who looked after. And then when they went through the answer, whoa, that's who it is. It's all Kriyat Hashem, Anach, we don't understand it. That's all it's. It's not a Gros Shifras Beyam, Yaisim Yeches Membus. Shifra and Yam saw more than Yeches Membus. Because Yeches Membus, he had no voice. They didn't see the adventure. They were his voice. What they saw?
The medrash.
Not medrash, you have to believe. That's what they saw. I mean, Hashem's much more than that. But they saw a sort of thing. We made to tell him in a kit, right?
But it's not
it's that we made the Tzelem Elikim. The Pulse are going to tell you.
That means just
the you're not allowed to hang up somebody who's did a cardinal sin, you killed him, you can't even hold him overnight, you did Tzelem Elikim, also a sin. We don't understand it. Hashem's Kamuvani, a good thing that Shomim, he fills up the whole world. But in certain ways, he shows himself in a certain sort. Very rarely, he shows himself.
I have another question. When we say that God bore Zeh, like you said, that bore Shekhai and Shusar. Right? It's not a, so normally when we say Zeh, it means something that's tangible that you can point to. Here, in this case, that doesn't even mean, here the Zeh means because of the mitzvah of keeping, you know, which seems irrelevant.
Very good, then I'll say you're going the right way.
What?
The most is saying, anyone who gets to the end of the Gemara will have answers to what we were asking today. Yeah.